Good morning and welcome to services here at Zion this morning. We're blessed to have Pastor Cunningham with us, celebrating our 150th anniversary today. You'll notice we are one pastor short this morning. Many of you have probably already heard. Pastor Carnahan was going to be delivering the sermon this morning, called me up last week or at the beginning of this week, and he had diagnosed positive with the coronavirus. So it started, he said, as just allergies, seasonal allergies, and his nose was running a little bit more than normal. And he thought he'd get tested, and lo and behold, he came up positive. So he had to stay home, and he and Miggy stayed home. But he emailed me his sermon. So I'll be giving Pastor Carnahan's. I was going to ask Pastor Cunningham to preach, but he was on vacation. I just couldn't do that to him. So I'll be giving Pastor Carnahan's sermon this morning. Also, you might have noticed the doors to the auditorium are closed. We're going to leave those closed till 1 o'clock. The 150th anniversary archival committee has done a lot of setting up. That starts at 1 today, from 1 to 3, the open house for the archival items that are in the auditorium. So everybody's invited back between 1 and 3. For the viewing of the archival, but there's just enough there. We don't want to get some coffee or donut sticky stuff or coffee spilled on it or anything like that. So coffee hour is going to be in the center, the connector of the two buildings, the new addition that was put on in 2004, but it's still the new addition. It's going to be in the new addition, and then Pastor Cunningham is going to give some reminiscences in here during adult Sunday school hour. And I will give some reminiscences during adult Sunday school hour for those who are going to migrate back this way. Also, Pastor Cunningham will be leading our liturgy today, and we'll also be having the hosts for the sacrament of the altar. So, as always, if you are not yet confirmed or not a member of Zion Lutheran Church or the Missouri Synod, and would like to come forward to receive a blessing, just please cross your arms over your chest so Pastor knows to wait for me to come by and give that blessing. I think those are all of our... Oh, and the communion hymns are in the hymnal this morning. So when it comes to communion hymns, we'll use our hymnals for communion hymns. So let us begin. Praise to the Lord. I'm sorry, God's Word is our great heritage. God's Word is our great heritage.
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the October 3rd worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Brian and Pam Featon and Ken Richard. The Ladies Aid Group are sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in honor of LWML Sunday. The Ladies Aid Group are sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God in honor of LWML Sunday. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 582, God's Word is Our Great Heritage. Hymn 582 is found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess
that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On the holy mount stands the city he founded.
The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
Glorious things of you are spoken, O city of God.
Among those who know me, I mention Rahab and Babylon. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Cush. This one was born there, they say.
And of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in her, for the Most High himself will establish her.
The Lord records as he registers the peoples, this one was born there.
Singers and dancers alike say, all my springs are in you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we bless you for the 150 years of service in the gospel you have given to Zion. We thank you for the dedication and devotion of the members, past and present, who labored in your name. By the Holy Spirit's presence and power, we commit our future into your almighty hands. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading is from the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah. A voice says, "Cry." And I said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the first chapter of 1 Peter. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you are ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus said, "From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise The evangelical doctrine of the Holy Scriptures, delivered to us from the prophets and the apostles, as confessed by the Church Militant and the Church Triumphant, we also now boldly and sincerely confess.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The sermon hymn is number 648, Glorious Things of You Are Spoken, hymn 648, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
This sermon is prepared and written by Pastor Carnahan. As I kept reading through it, for those of you who do know Pastor Carnahan, for me, he must always have a beard, number one. And I could always just see him rubbing his chin and going, "Mark, Mark." So this is Pastor Carnahan's sermon, first an address from Pastor Carnahan. Pastor says, "Grace to you and peace through God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the invitation to be your 150th anniversary preacher. I so look forward to again standing in this pulpit and sharing God's word with you one more time. But as with so many other things, COVID has gotten in the way. Miggy and I have such fond memories of our time with you, as many of us raised our children together, attended events, school, funerals, and meetings. When we left you, we left behind the best friendships we had in our lives. With great anticipation, we looked forward to renewing those friendships." The text for today's sermon is the entrance psalm, Psalm 87. "He has founded his city on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me. Philistia too and Tyre along with Cush, and they will say, 'This one was born in Zion.' Indeed, of Zion will be said, 'This one and that one were born in her.' And the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, 'This one was born in Zion.' And they will make music. As they make music, they will sing, 'All my fountains are in you.'" The words of our text. Where were you born? What does your birth certificate say? Logan County? Abraham Lincoln Memorial Hospital? If you were born here, your birth was registered in the county clerk's office. When I was your pastor, it was not uncommon for someone to stop by the church office and asked to make a copy of the church register that showed their date of birth, their place of birth, and their baptism, thus showing where they were baptized and born at. My birth certificate says I was born in Vacaville, California. My mother gave birth to me at Travis Air Force Base, the hospital there, while my father was in the Air Force. He always said I was born free. Airmen and their families received free health care. The psalmist boasts and celebrates that he was born in Zion. The Lord will write on the register of the peoples, "This one was born in Zion." If you were baptized here at Zion, you can literally say, "I was born in Zion." It is because it was here that you were born again by water and the Spirit. But those of us who are not actually baptized here at Zion can also say, "I was born of Zion," because Zion is bigger than just this congregation, bigger than just this church building. Zion is, in Scripture, the outcrop of the rock upon which Abraham took Isaac to be bound on the altar of sacrifice. It is the mount on which the city of Jerusalem was later built. Zion is that special place of refuge and strength, the believer's mighty fortress. The hymnist says, "He whose words cannot be broken formed you as his strong abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake your sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, you can rest from all your foes." Zion became synonymous with Jerusalem and Israel and the temple. And in the New Testament church and Christian usage, it became synonymous with the church and ultimately heaven. Zion is called the city of God. And in this city was the temple, the center of Jewish worship. In the temple, God dwelt with his people over the mercy seat, the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, between the cherubim. In that temple, the priests offered prayers and the sacrifices were made in thanksgiving to God for all of the blessings that he had bestowed on his people and for the atonement of sins. In Zion, God literally came down from heaven to meet his people on earth. Solomon's temple on Mount Zion was considered one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Its structure and its furnishings were glorious. But its glory was really that God dwelt with his people, himself. The psalmist knows he is blessed by where he is born. We similarly count ourselves blessed to be born in the United States. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution gives American citizenship to all who are born within our shores. It reads in part, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive a person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." So as citizens of the United States, you are guaranteed free speech, the freedom to assemble, the freedom of religion, the right to bear arms, the right to a trial before a jury of your peers. You are guaranteed the right to assemble and the right to vote. You have the right to own property and the right to not testify against yourself. U.S. citizenship is such a great blessing that others from around the world are still risking everything to become American citizens. And for all the ill that is spoken of the United States of America, it is still that shining city on a hill. The liberties listed in the Constitution are still worthy of our sacrifices. One of the things I remember about my ministry with you most was our patriotic services in which we celebrated God's blessings that he has given to our nation. We sang the patriotic hymns and recalled the noble events of American history, not forgetting to repent and ask God to forgive us our individual and national sins. The United States began as a nation of immigrants, and even more so now we continue to be a nation of immigrants. Coming from countries all around the globe are ones who want to become citizens and enjoy the rights and the privileges of American citizenship. It is pretty amazing that the leaders of other nations must forcibly keep their citizens at home because they do not recognize the majestic power of freedom and the opportunity to unleash human potential. Or maybe they do. The psalmist writes for us, the psalmist himself is known to be born of Zion by the people of other nations. Rahab, that's Egypt, and Babylon, Philistia, you remember them, the people of the coast, the nation of Goliath, and then there are the friendlier nations to Israel of Tyre and Cush. God caused the other people of other nations to stream to Zion to enjoy his blessings. It was always an anti-gravitational flow. Even if you lived in the mountains and had to descend in altitude to go to Jerusalem, you always, always went up to Jerusalem. You always went up to Zion. I was glad when they said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. Isaiah said, nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see they all gather together. They come to you. The Lord is still drawing nations to Zion. Whether they be from the Congo or the Sudan, Tanzania or Afghanistan, Haiti or wherever it may be, they may not know it, but the glory of the Lord is drawing them to confess our citizenship is in heaven. We just sang, glorious things of you are spoken, Zion, city of our God. What is the most glorious thing that can be spoken of Zion, the city of our God? Why do the nations flock to Zion? Why are people still flowing into the Christian church? It is because God dwells with his people through word and sacraments. It is because all the fountains of God are in her. And these fountains are the river which makes glad the city of God. These rivers, these fountains of ever-flowing blessing. What is it? It is the gospel of the forgiveness of sins that God has established through Jesus Christ, his Son, born of Mary, lifted up on the cross and raised from the tomb on the third day. These buildings of Zion, this Zion on this corner, this magnificent 1903 sanctuary with its beautiful stained glass windows, the 1954 education building, these are a fortress. The beautiful 2004 addition joining the two buildings, the towers of Zion, the golden cross at its peak, the Luther Rose stained glass window, Zion Lutheran School, the congregation's commitment to support families as they seek to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. All of these stand and show that one generation after another, that here, this Zion glories not in earthly treasures, but in Jesus, God in the flesh who dwells with us. And may it always be so. It is my prayer that you, Zion, will always enjoy the solid joys and the lasting treasures which none but Zion's children know, and that glorious things of you will always be spoken, and they will always celebrate Jesus Christ and his saving gospel within these walls. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now rise for the prayers of the church.
Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness to Zion. We bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have the forgiveness of sin. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your holy church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and good people, and for the hope of life to come.
Help us treasure in our hearts all that our Lord has done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness by lives that are wholly given to your service.
Save and defend your church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. We thank you for the pastors and teachers of the congregation, which have so faithfully taught your word to young and old.
Continue to give us pastors and ministers filled with your Spirit, and strengthen her through the Word and the holy sacraments. Use your servants to make us perfect in love and all good works, and root us firmly in the faith delivered to the kingdom.
Send forth the light of the truth into all the earth. Raise up faithful servants of Christ to advance the gospel both at home and in distant lands.
We remember with thanks those who have loved and served this congregation, who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints. Give us also a love for your church, and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom.
Father, we thank you for the great commission which you have given to us.
Thank you for multiplying the gifts of your people, that the message of Christ has been spread abroad. We also thank that your word would endure among us and in our community.
Lord, we are thankful that you have seen fit to establish Zion Lutheran School.
Grant that we never consider Christian education a burden, but rather that we rejoice that you count us worthy to operate such a school where Christ is openly proclaimed.
Sanctify our homes with your presence and joy. Keep our children in the covenant of their baptism, and enable parents to bring them up in a faith life of faith and devotion.
Use Zion Lutheran Church to strengthen the families of our community.
Comfort by your word and spirit all who are in sorrow and need, sickness or adversity. Remember those who suffer persecution for the faith. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. We pray also for Carl Awe II and his wife Christy, along with Dylan and Montana Hsu, as each couple celebrates wedding anniversaries. We thank you, O Lord, for the gift of marriage and the blessings given therein. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
You've been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message and Reverend Kirk Cunningham as liturgist for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM, or on Facebook Live or on the Internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from ages 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Please rise. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake, he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.
Please rise. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that, of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Please be seated. Just a couple brief announcements. First of all, again, we welcome Pastor Cunningham, former pastor here at Zion Lutheran. Thank him for being with us. And the donut hour will be in the connector in the new edition this morning. Dave, any announcements about everything going on today? And I know that Brian Feen has the microphone run up in the back. So.
Good morning. This is a big day in the life of Zion Lutheran Church. I wish it was a bright, sunny day, but since it's raining, us farmers aren't worried about being in the field, so that's a bonus. Thank you for being here today. Excuse me. We welcome you here, and I believe your wife Sonia is here today, so we welcome you as well. Today at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 3, come back to the auditorium. We've got 150 years of Zion Lutheran Church archival stuff on display. There's been a ton of work going into that. It's pretty neat. Take a view of it. There's a lot of history. A lot of you people are part of that history. So take a look at that between 1 and 3 this afternoon. Then at 4:30 this afternoon, out at the American Legion, it's open for hors d'oeuvres. The meal starts at 5. We've got a guest speaker. There's activities planned. Mr. Sauer will be our MC that evening, so we're looking forward to a good evening. We're inviting you all to be part of the day, and we're looking forward to a great day. Thank you.
May the Lord bless all of you, your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Let's say we reconvene in here for the time of reminiscing. Oh, let's make it about 9:30, okay? We'll come back. High school and below is going to their classrooms for regular Sunday school. High school and below to their classrooms for regular Sunday school.